We are up to Simin Reish Lamed Ches, and that's what we'll be doing today. Tzarech Lizar Betalmud Halaylo Yosu Mibishal Yom. Famavatlo Oncho Maruba. One should be careful, one should be Zohir, to learn at night even more than by day, and someone who's Mavatl, the Seder of the night, gets a terrible onish. So first of all, the Mishtabur brings Lo Ivri Laila Elo Lagirsa. The purpose of Laila is for the sake of learning. The purpose of night, when it's not practical for people to get their work done, the purpose of it is for the sake of learning. Furthermore, he brings several Mamari Chazal, Kolosik, Batorah, Balaila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Lov, Chut Shel Chesed, Bayom. You can tell a person that learns by night has a special Chut Shel Chesed over him by day. Another Chazal, Talmidei Chachamim, Oskim, Batorah, Balaila, Mal Aleihem HaKosuv, Kilu Asukim Bavod, as if they're bringing Karbanis. Kolosik Batorah Balaila Shchina Kenegdo. The Rambam writes, Harotza Liskos Pekisra Shal Torah. The Rambam writes that if you want to be Zocha to Keser Torah, the Rambam's Lashon is, Yizor B'chol Leilosav V'lo Ya'abed Afilu Echad Mehem. You should not waste away a single night. B'sheina Achila Shtiya Sicha V'kayotza Bo. Even in the summer when the nights are short and the days are long, and by the time the night comes in it's very, very late, you should at least learn something, to be Makayim, the mitzvah of learning by night also. Now the Shaar Tzion brings down the Ber Heitev that you're not supposed to learn Torah Shebek Miksav Balayla. Mikra is not to be learned Balayla. The Prima Godim says that you're allowed to. Now the Mashmos is that it's not an Isser, it's only a Lechatchila. The reason being, because of the Medrash, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to be Makabal Torah, they learned Torah Shebiksav by day and Torah Shebal Peh Balayla. So, Lechatchila, you should be Mesadra things in a way that your Mikra is by day and not by night. But you're allowed to learn by Mikra by night also. The Lashon of Chazal, Kol Bayishen Divrei Torah Nishmoim Bom Balayla Esho Chalto. So, as a fire insurance, make sure that you learn by day. If somebody, obviously, everybody should sleep by night. The Magen Avraham writes that there's no shear to how, what the proper amount of sleep is by night. But he says not to overdo it. Don't indulge in sleep. Don't be mishtakeya b'sheina. What you should do is figure out how much sleep you need and don't sleep any more than that. Siv Beis, im yesh lo chok kavu lulmot kach v'kach liyom. If a person has a set amount of learning that he does on a daily basis, v'hoya torud b'yom, he was busy by day, v'lo ishlimo, and he didn't get to finish it. Yeshimeno b'layla, he should finish it at night, miyad, immediately. The reason being, because it's a neder, once you say that you're going to do something, or you end up doing it three times in a row, it's a neder. And if, once it's a neder, you're stuck with it. Just the halach is, you could be mashlim by the night after the day. The Mishnah Berurah suggests that whenever you decide to begin a learning Seder by nights, that you say Bli Neder, so that if it ever happens, Bechlal, even a learning Seder by day, if it ever happens that you were an onus and you couldn't fulfill it, at least you're not going to be dealing with a Shail of a Neder.